Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill-in-the-Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Jesse has 2, Adam has 3, and Luke is tied with 3.
So, Jesse, you are in 3rd place, so you get to go first.
Huzzah.
The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. On Tuesday, the Justice Department announced plans to defend blank against E. Jean Carroll's defamation suit.
Donald Trump.
Right. On Sunday, several cities in blank recorded their highest temperature on record.
Los Angeles.
Yeah, California,
right? California.
This week, several Republican senators said they doubted a new blank relief bill would be passed before the election.
Economic.
COVID. Yeah, COVID, yeah, COVID relief bill. This week, a lawmaker in the UK assured the press that a new economic plan would only blank in a, quote, limited way.
I don't know.
Would only break international law in a limited way.
Perfect.
On Tuesday, electric car company blank saw its biggest one-day stock market drop ever.
Tesla?
Yes, on Thursday, former Fox News host blank launched her own media company.
Megyn Kelly?
Yes, she's doing a podcast. They all do podcasts in the end.
Great.
This week, a man in France trying to swat a fly accidentally blanked.
Died super dead.
No, he accidentally blew up his own house.
Perfect.
The man was using an electric fly swatter, but when he reached the kitchen chasing the fly, the spark ignited the open gas on the stove, causing a huge explosion that destroyed a large part of the house, which led to the ultimate good news, bad news conversation with his wife. Here's the good news, honey. I'm relatively confident that fly is dead.
Well, at least it wasn't a gender reveal party.
Exactly.
What gender
That's
was
actually
the fly?
Less embarrassing than a gender reveal party blowing up his house.
By a smidge.
Bill, how did Jesse do in our quiz?
She had 5 right for 10 more points. She now has 12, and that gives her the lead.
All right. I'm going to arbitrarily say Luke is up next. Luke,
all right.
Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, researchers confirmed that the blank rally in South Dakota was a COVID super spreader event.
Sturgis motorcycle.
Yes. Ted Cruz, Tom Cotton, and Josh Hawley were all on President Trump's shortlist for blank, which he announced on Wednesday.
Supreme Court.
Right. 2 days after reaching temperatures of 101 degrees, residents in Denver were warned to look out for blank.
Snow.
Yes. This week, Microsoft said that hackers from Russia, China, and Iran had stepped up their efforts to target the 2020 blank.
Election.
Right. This week, a passenger in a flight in Ukraine got tired waiting for a gate to open up and blanked.
Opened the emergency door and went walking on the wing.
Very good. For the first time since March, late-night sketch show blank will be returning to NBC Studios.
Jimmy Fallon.
No, Saturday Night Live. On Sunday, tennis star Novak Djokovic was disqualified from the U.S. Open after accidentally blanking.
Nailing a ball boy in the jugular.
Close enough, it was a line judge. Though it may have been a typo, a Rhode Island newspaper reported a local bank donated thousands of dollars to 15 local blanks.
Other banks.
No, they donated thousands of dollars to 15 local food panties. That was the headline of the Warwick Beacon. Bank RI assists 15 food panties with $7,500 donation, which in these troubled times is peace of mind. The last thing anyone wants is a cabbage or ribeye steak without underwear.
I'd say don't put food panties into your internet search, no, listeners of America.
I need you guys to stop saying panties immediately.
Bill, Luke, I think, did pretty well. How well did he do?
He's coming on strong. He had 6 right for 12 more points. He now has 15, and that's the lead.
All right. That means that Adam needs how much to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win.
All right. Tall order, Adam. Here we go. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, a DHS whistleblower said he was asked to downplay blank's election meddling.
Russia's.
Right. After a volunteer fell ill, AstraZeneca paused trials of their new blank vaccine.
COVID.
Right. According to a new CNBC poll, 55% of likely voters think blank is mentally unfit to be president.
Donald Trump.
Right. According to that same poll, 52% of likely voters think blank is mentally unfit to be president.
Joe Biden.
Right. A Virginia funeral home has agreed to fulfill the dying wish of a 94-year-old veteran by blanking.
Blowing up his coffin for a gender reveal party.
No, by burying him in a giant pack of Juicy Fruit gum. On Thursday, NASA announced it would pay companies to collect rocks from the blank.
Moon.
Yes. According to a new report, 52% of young adults are blanking with their parents, the highest amount since the Great Depression.
Living.
Right. A sheriff's deputy in Georgia lost some paperwork this week after she left her car door open and blank.
They all flew out the window.
No.
They all flew out.
A goat jumped into the cruiser and ate it. The officer had left her car door open while she served some civil forms to a nearby house, and when she returned, a goat was in her passenger seat eating all the paperwork. The goat then knocked the deputy onto the ground, and there was a struggle. It's hard to tell exactly what happened because the officer says the goat also ate her body camera.
And people thought I was crazy for training that goat. Now they can't press charges.
Bill, how did Adam do in our quiz?
Well, he got 6 right for 12 more points. That means he has 15, and he and Luke are tied for the win.
Congratulations, guys. I hope that provides some punctuation to another meaningless span of time.